We close out this Valentine's Day with a story of unexpected love. Nishtha Mehra grew up in Memphis, Tennessee, a daughter of Indian immigrants who had an arranged marriage. In adulthood, Nishtha fell in love with a white woman, one who didn't initially want children, but they ultimately adopted an African-American baby, creating, as she calls it, her brown, white, black family. Mixed-race families and interracial couples are more common than ever in the U.S. In 2015, the Pew Research Center reported 1 in 6 newlyweds married someone of a different race. That's true of my parents and of me. Nishtha wrote about her experiences in a new memoir called Brown, White, Black, An American Family at the Intersection of Race, Gender, Sexuality, and Religion.
I fell in love in a very unexpected way. I was a freshman in college, and I walked into an Introduction to World Religions class and was captivated by one of the professors who was teaching the class. And that was sort of the beginning of the rest of my life, as it were. It was not what I was expecting. It was not what she was expecting. And I think because it was so surprising and so powerful for both of us and for all of the people in our life who were also very surprised, I think it really set the stage for us to have an understanding of love being something that pushed us outside of our boundaries and pushed our imagination a little bit outside of the conventional and what we might have sort of thought things would look like, and to be open to things looking very differently and to be pleasantly surprised, I think, by what can be possible when we sort of let go of our own plans for what our lives will look like. And that's certainly been a theme for us in the almost 17 years that we've been together.
You have to forgive me for asking like mushy romantic questions, but did you have a sense right away that she was the one?
I did, and it's so embarrassing because I'm not that kind of person, you know, quote unquote. I definitely thought of myself as being sort of this like hardened realist in a lot of ways, and had determined that I always admired Jo March from Little Women. And I had determined that I was going to be sort of, you know, a late bloomer, as it were, and it was going to take a while to find the person. And I had sort of kind of decided that was going to be how it went. And then I got hit by this train of just being completely captivated by this human and having to adjust my life accordingly. So I did end up with sort of my older professor, but she's in a very different package than what I had imagined.
And let's talk about how your family then expanded, how the love expanded, because that's also sort of an expected but unexpected tale.
It is very much so. And I think one thing that's funny that we can joke about now is that Jill checks all these boxes that sort of the immigrant aunties and uncles really want, just not in, again, in the container that they thought, right? She's very smart. She cares about her family. She is has a philosophy and a PhD in philosophy of religion. So she knows probably more about Hinduism than I do, right? So she's sort of all of these things. She likes spicy food. She's from Louisiana, so she can totally handle the heat. She just isn't what we necessarily thought I would be bringing home. But to their credit, the community that I grew up with, they have been wonderfully welcoming and warm. And it is just beyond my wildest dreams. It was definitely a journey. It was a long road, and my father didn't live really long enough for us to reckon with that in a way that I think we probably would have eventually gotten to. But, you know, I was 23 when he died, and he just wasn't there yet. So my mom is still with us and has really demonstrated for me what it can look like to have flexibility and to be open and to change your mind about things. And I think that that is really humbling for me and also really powerful, given that a lot of folks are sort of in a place where they remain convinced that they have sort of the one view of things. And my mom has demonstrated that you can see things differently over time.
Well, let's get back to the thing that I know your mom, not to stereotype Indians, but knowing my own family, they're going to want a grandkid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. That was a big piece. I think that was part of their fear and worry was, you know, is this still going to happen? So that was always on the table for me. I always knew that I wanted to be a parent. With Jill, it was a little bit different. So that was a big part of our conversation, too, and our imagining about how our lives might look differently and take some surprising turns now that we were with each other. And so when we applied for adoption, that was obviously a thrilling moment for my mom and also a nerve-wracking one for her, sort of being convinced that it may not go well and worried that it may not go well.
But your partner surprised you with that, though, because she was not thinking that she really wanted to be a parent originally, right?
That's right. It was another sort of really powerful example for me of how people can shift and change and be flexible in their thinking. So we were not in a big hurry. Obviously, we've been together a while. I was pretty young. And after some time and some thinking, it became really powerful for her that this idea that we could open our home to a child who needed one.
Now, you're Indian, South Asian background. Your partner is white, and the child you adopted is Black.
That's right. A big part of the conversation for us was, when you do apply to adopt, right, there are questions about what you feel comfortable with, what you're open to, everything from potential drug exposure in utero to gender to race. And we had lots of conversations because we wanted to be responsible and wanted to be in reality as much as we could about what it would look like to bring a particular child into our particular family. And when it really came down to it, we could not imagine ever saying no to a child if that child's birth mother said, "We want you to be my child's parents." And so we checked all the boxes on that form and said, we want a baby. And so we were very moved and touched when our child's birth mother matched with us. And we sat down across a table from her and she said, "I want you to be my child's parents."
Did it make things harder or more complicated? Or do you feel like you had kind of a leg up already because you've already navigated so many issues of a multiracial family and relationship?
I think the main thing that we've learned is that people are, you know, what people do with us is really mostly about them. You certainly worry as a parent, I think certainly in the early days, and maybe more so as adoptive parents because your parenting is so visible or it just stands out more in the world that, you know, people are going to judge or what people are going to think or have we made the right choices.
Nish Tamara is the author of Brown, White, Black, An American Family at the Intersection of Race, Gender, Sexuality, and Religion. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly enjoyed it. And happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.